This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
With Rach Jackson Dean, Tristan in the back, and you can't put out these flames. Thank you, Leona Lewis.
We are on fire.
How do you put a flame out?
I don't know. It's the same way you get a jellyfish sting out.
You wee on it.
You listen to Rach, Jack and Dean.
Hey, and it is Christmas coming, and we were talking earlier on about Christmas cards and whether you do Christmas cards or don't do Christmas cards. But one of the other things you do with Christmas is perhaps give a gift.
Yeah.
Presents.
Not if you're me, but yeah, you may give a gift.
How generous are you? We do have the amazing Alex from The Big Smoke joining us to talk a bit scientific about what can make people generous. Hi, Alex.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello. Good. We are very excited. It's almost Christmas. 4 weeks.
Yeah. So I'm all across this, and I'm really excited because I've got the perfect excuse for you to not be generous.
Oh, cool. That's what we want.
Good, yes.
So this has a lot to do with researchers watching the way our hearts beat in sync. And they did a number of studies to find out the physiological impact of our heart to our brain. And ultimately, what does our heartbeat tell our brains to do? They found that people whose heartbeat was in sync were 10% more likely to be generous and altruistic than people whose heartbeats weren't in sync. So if you're giving at Christmas and people think you're being stingy, you can just say science has said that my heartbeat isn't quite in sync and that's why I'm stingy.
Oh, so is it in sync,
so popular.
In sync with the person who's receiving the gift or just in sync with other shoppers?
No, your heartbeat is in sync with the way your brain responds to what you're going to do next. So it is a literal physiological effect as to why you will or will not do something.
And do they go to the next step and work out, like, say, with a Grinch? Is there a Grinch heartbeat that...
I think that's when you don't have any heart.
Oh, no heart.
Yeah.
Right.
Gosh.
And then you would also be dead, just to clarify.
Yeah, on the inside.
That's how it works. That's true.
And I wonder if this is something that you're just stuck with or whether there's some sort of treatment or some sort of therapy to get your brain and your heart in sync.
I don't think there's any therapy you can do so much, but it's the idea that if you, like all of these things with science that we discussed, if you know about it, you can at least say that you know and you can make changes. So if your gut instinct is to not do something, you'll go, well, hang on, I could probably do better. Because even though your heart rate and your physiological impact does one thing, your brain can override that at times.
Always be better.
But have you ever had, like, you know, when you go a bit of retail therapy and you go a bit of shopping, you're doing Christmas shopping, you've got your list maybe, and you're trying to buy for other people, but all you see is stuff for yourself? Like, is that wrong?
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know what? And then I think to myself, are they going to buy me anything? Maybe they'll feel uncomfortable if I buy them gifts. I might as well just buy myself stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Alex, for breaking all of the big scientific explorations in the universe for us. We'll speak to you again next week.
Thanks, Alex.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.